Take a breath. And just feeling yourself settle. Breathing into your heart, into your body, and allow that breath to circulate around your heart and around your body, opening and softening the pathway for the messages of love that come from Adironda and Cryon.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see your energy. We introduce ourselves. Our name is Adironda. We came all the way from the 17th dimension just to see your bright and shining light. Dearest beings of light, we bring with us an entire council just for you. Of humans, people, beings that have been in human form and beyond. So as you understand and know, in the guidance of Cryon, we are an eight. Adironda is an eight. Our vessel Marilyn, with her birth name, her married name, her soul name, all of her names, they add up to an 11 and a 22. With the energetic connection of a seven. So you see, she had no choice. And you may have had no choice also today, because today adds up to a five. You are shifting, you are changing, you are accommodating your energy, even though you may have, as our dear Lee says, you've been dragged along by someone else. You are shifting your consciousness today. You have chosen, dearest beings of light, to be here on this wondrous time on this planet. And that choosing is one so your soul can evolve into the illumination. You volunteered. You held your hand up and said, okay, pick me. I'll come down to this planet in this time of vast change with the trump as the energy. You are trumping yourself, you see. You are accommodating that shift, that consciousness in your energy. And as you are igniting the soul that you are destined to be. And that is where the change comes today. We work in your emotional body. As you see when we popped in, that it got a little bit of energy in the room. Hopefully it'll warm up a bit. Huh? So and we heat things up, eh? And in that energy, in that focus, know that your soul, your heart is opening. And we are sort of dancing around in that heart with the guides of yours and the energies, because in that focus, in that connection, your soul is still saying, I'll do that, I'll go there, pick me. So what would have to change for you to raise your hand again, eh? What would have to shift in your world today to cause that to be? We've been working with awareness lately, and we acknowledge that awareness because there are so many people that are moving through this planet that seemingly are totally unaware as to why they're here and where they're showing up and what they're doing and have that experience. And they know they're here for a reason, but they don't know what that reason is, and they keep asking what that reason is, and they seem to get no answers. And we see many of you are shaking your head, nodding, yes, yes. Well, understand that it's because you're asking the question too loud, you're speaking too loud, no one can hear. You see, the answer is still within you. You are the illuminated ones. So as you become still, we ask you to be aware of the habit that you have of saying, I do not know what I'm here for. The habit that you are saying of, I don't have enough money to do this because of blah, 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 blah. That is the habit. What habits are you defining yourself by? And we ask you, dearest beings of light that you are, stop it. Stop defining yourself by a habit that is a learned instinct that you have maybe have had since before you were born in your mother's womb. What would you like to define yourself as? I saw Marilyn got excited when the joy added up the Adirondack with an 8. Well, that was no accident. You see, today, that 5, we have a new take on it. The 5 is also about finding that place of balance, because in English, when you write a 5, it has no foundation. It's all rocking. It is a bit asymmetrical. So the top is coming out looking for guidance. The bottom is rocking around. And here you are. So we ask you to be aware. Be aware of that energy of balance that you are creating in your life. Tomorrow is a 6. Woohoo! Because you shift today to acknowledge the harmony in your life tomorrow. How does that sound, eh? So as you understand that you are still the ones that are in charge of that, you are still the ones that are saying, okay, what is next? So be here right now. Love yourself right where you are. And feel the shift that is coming within you today and tomorrow. Because they are indeed laying the foundation for the rest of this year. And a part of this year with those two 11s standing up side by side, 2018 being an 11, is about having very little foundation, but still seeking to the stars. It takes courage to step forward. We know each of you have that courage to step forward, and we honor that. We love that. And dearest beings of light, we love you. We came all this way just so we could see you. See your heart, see your soul, see your doubts, see your fear, see your illumination. We are here to help you feel what it feels like to be held in total and complete unconditional love. And for that, we are grateful. We love you deeply. We bid you namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. And Aranda and Kryon have come for one reason, illumination. To give you the story of light in you, the story of light on the planet, and to help you through the shift. Those are the attributes of both. And I'm not going to give you another story that is different from the one next to me. For both of us come from the same home. We come from the place that is beyond that which you call the veil, that which is getting thinner all the time. And some of you, as you hear this, will recognize it, will know that what we tell you is basic, pure truth. Dear ones, there are two layers that must be addressed on this planet, one more than the other. The light workers, the old souls who sit in front of me, who are listening to this, are one, and the children are the other. For the children will come in without the habits that you have, the habits that Anirana told you, the ones that define you and define God and define your purpose, are not with the children, if you've noticed. Almost marching to a different drummer, you might say. They are. Because they have not come in with the habits And you cannot train them into the habits you were trained into. You might have tried and failed. This is why they seem like system busters, for they know better. When you start telling them and defining God, they know better. When you start telling them and defining why they are here, what they should do with their lives, they know better. And what they have instead is a guidance that comes in that is different from yours. Dear ones, it may not be divine as you see it, but it is without a lot of the baggage that you have as you sit in the chairs. And the baggage is the same as we have telling for years, as Anna Rhonda has told you even this day. What habits do you carry that you do not even think of as habits? When you define yourselves, why is it that there's always a goal at the end? Where does that come from? I'll tell you, it comes from training. It comes from those who've told you this is why you exist, to do something. You can't just float, they say. Why are you on the planet? You might have heard that. What are you doing here? And so then you start asking yourselves, dear spirit, why am I here? Again, the same habit that Anna Rhonda has spoken of. And the answer is a good one. And we have told you before. And you may not understand it at all. You're here to be. You mean I'm not supposed to do anything? Oh, you're doing it as you sit there asking what you're doing. And what it is, old soul, you are the only ones on this planet who have the wisdom and carry the light to balance it. You're the only ones. If you're listening to this right now, I just gave you the reason you're here. And everything else you do is by free choice. And at the end of your life, if you look backwards and say, well, I really didn't do anything, but maybe to raise children and cook. And you say, I didn't write a book, and I didn't help, and I didn't start a school. And we tell you that is for others, and they know it. What you're here to do is to influence this planet with your wisdom and your history and your akash and your light. And your light. This is a beginning of understanding. The meeting today is the beginning of understanding. What other habit? I've talked about it so much. You doubt that this is real. You doubt that this is channeling at all. The habit is you were taught out of it. It can't exist. Humans don't do that. God would not allow that. What is your definition of God? That's a habit. If you haven't noticed it, you were told God is like a dysfunctional father. If you're not good, you'll be punished. And not just punished, tortured forever, just like any good parent would do. That's the definition of God. In most of your culture, did you know that? Why don't you get out of that habit? Why don't you drop it all? Start from the beginning. Who are you? I exist for light. By free choice, I will make my way, and I'll be as compassionate as I can. And every time I have a good thought, I'm spreading the light. Every time I'm compassionate. Every time I solve a puzzle. Every time I hug another human, feel God inside of both of us. I'm spreading the light for the planet. This is what I do. And at the end of my life, I will smile and say, I'll be back to do more. And you will. Even though you don't think you will, you will. And you won't miss the party, dear ones, because this is the energy that for eons you've been waiting for, an energy that supports light, an energy that will push instead of pull. An energy that is at your back. A little later, I'm going to give a channeling about the change in you. Not the change around you, but the change in you, old soul, and some of the things that you're thinking. And it's time to break the habit. The habit that says, who am I? Why do you have to know if God knows? Why do you have to understand every single minutia of why you stand there? When I will tell you right now, if you believe me, God knows your name, you're supported, and you're needed here. Why are you here? For the light. What is your goal? To hold a light. Where are you going? Doesn't matter, as long as you hold light. How long will you live? Doesn't matter, as long as you hold light. Do you understand? It's about the energy of the planet. You, this is your inheritance, literally. You have crawled through your Akash for thousands of lifetimes to be here, old soul. This is why you're in this meeting. This is why you're listening to this. Why else would you listen to something so strange to your culture called channeling? I'll say it again. There'll come a day when it won't be strange, when you'll be doing it, when it's accepted and understood that because you have God in you, you can speak those words from the other side of the veil, and you will know yourself, and you'll know a whole lot more about why you're here. You'll have much more peace. You'll look at the word God, and you'll smile and know it is a benevolent energy. You are part of it, the creative source who loves you forever, would never think of punishing. Will help every single decision you make, right or wrong, will be there to lift you out of the gutter, to celebrate when you're on top. That's who God is, not the habit, not necessarily what you've been told. So what's next? I said this was a beginning. The beginning of understanding, of cognizing a new paradigm of who you are or might be, who God is or might be. I've told you that both channelers who are here, myself, Kryon, and Aranda, and all of the ones that the human next to me channels, all of them, are all about a beginning. If Kryon is an 11 and Aranda is an 8, they add to a 1. It's about beginning, your beginning, understanding who you are, instead of constantly, habitually beating yourself up, saying, why am I here? I just told you. Pleased God is with all that you are. Relax into the arms of God and know that you are loved. And so it is.